Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Deb and Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
And we're back, and we are, and this time we are recording outside because it's a glorious 80-degree day here in Delaware.
Delaware!
Yeah, and we've just...
Delaware?
So we're actually doing a day of, what, kind of detox, health,
wellness,
day of wellness, and we are going to start incorporating. I mean, we do this kind of separately, but we are going to actually start doing this together more often.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out with some detox cleansing drinks this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And a good hour.
After a whole lot of tequila last night for me.
Not for you, not for me.
Whoops.
And... That's okay because it's the day before the detox, okay? And there's the church bells
because we're
outside.
I love the bells.
And then we did like an hour plus workout, and then we came back to my house and we did another like little cardio thing because we did a nice little 30, 45 minute walk with my dog.
Who you might hear panting in the background occasionally.
Yes, yes. And we've got some... You know, good cleansing teas, and we've got some healthy food going on, and then we're getting massages later.
I can't wait for that.
Yes, and some sauna time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's all good. Days of wellness, days of beauty, all of that kind of stuff. So,
and there's at one point we're going to be talking about self-care, and that's part of mm-hmm. this is part of the whole self-care thing. So. Future note.
Yes, self-care, really important. So we wanted to talk a little bit about like GMOs and organic and maybe clear up some of the confusion with that because there's a lot of confusion and a lot of lies out
mm-hmm.
there.
And it is confusing because, like, really, what's the difference between non-GMO and organic? And it's not no difference.
Yeah. So we'll start with that,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So
go.
So basically...
Deb, you got this.
I got this, yo. So basically the non-GMO project label basically only verifies that a product does not contain genetically modified food or genetically modified ingredients, okay? Or less than 0.9% GMOs, okay? And that's good, all right? But I always tell people that if you're faced with two products and one of them is non-GMO and the other one is organic, to actually buy the actual organic because... You know, yes, containing non-GMO ingredients is good, but then it doesn't tell you, like, the rest of the story, like how it's processed, okay, those types of things, how it's produced, some other things about what it contains. So organic actually is, in anything organic, it's non-GMO, okay? So
can we clear something up for anybody who
yes.
might be listening now who just doesn't know what genetically modified means?
Yeah.
Because I still come across people who don't know what GMO is. And I'm like, okay, go.
Yeah, so basically, you know, there's no Roundup, you know, herbicides or any of those, like, you know, any of the...
No, what is GMO? Like, what is genetically modified? I think that's what people, like... Not non-GMO. What is genetically modified? What does it mean?
So basically, when there's a genetically modified organism, it is modified to produce its own herbicide or pesticide. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So like take a corn plant, and you know they genetically modify it so that the technically bugs or whatever don't get to it,
so
or that they can
at
have
the seed level.
Yeah, or
you're
that they can have
modifying the seeds themselves.
Yeah, or that they can have more crops. I think was the idea anyway in the very
mm-hmm.
beginning. Okay, like feed the world type bullshit. And what that's proven is that that doesn't even actually it didn't even happen.
Right, that's
okay?
not working.
Yeah, so they modify it to basically have its own pesticide so that you're really eating, and it's Roundup, okay?
Well,
most of it is Roundup.
Well, what it's also modified to do is to resist the application of more pesticides on top of
yes.
the plant. So not only do you have a pesticide basically happening inside the fruit or vegetable, right? So it's from the inside out toxic. You also then have, after the thing is growing,
yeah.
massive amounts of pesticides being dumped on the crops because
like
they
won't neurotoxin called hexane, okay?
Right,
which is
and
used
weed killers
often.
Too, because it'll kill the weeds but not the plant because it's immune to it. It's been processed to be immune to the weed killer. So you're
yeah.
eating all that.
Yeah, and it's that all that stuff when you look at the real data. Not the data that is produced by, like, the biotech companies, you know.
Ghostwritten by Monsanto.
Ghostwritten
hey,
by,
scientist,
yeah.
scientist, how much money you need to sign this thing?
Exactly. So when you actually look at the good research, and a lot of times the good research is done by the independent companies, you know, all that stuff is linked to, like, kidney disease, breast cancer, birth defects, all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, the interesting thing is that, like, there's a lot of people that look really healthy, right? And, you know, they eat all this shit, and, you know, maybe they are healthy at that point in time, but if they keep on eating genetically modified foods, like, you know, like, there are people who look healthy that have, like health issues.
Right.
You know, and then, like, I've seen this happen before. Like, somebody looks really, really, really healthy, and then they end up with, like, they have prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They look healthy, but then they go downhill real fast.
Yeah, or like they develop a brain, you know, tumor or
and they're wondering,
some other crazy kind of cancer. Well, where do you think this shit's coming from?
Yeah, and they wonder what happened because, you know, they work out every day
mm-hmm.
or, you know, whatever. But like,
I eat well. Well, maybe you're not.
Yeah, so you got to be really, really careful with that kind of stuff. So basically, you know, when it comes to organic, so we know that the non-GMO stuff is basically just not having the genetically modified ingredients in
right.
there.
Right, and don't companies have to pay to get that label
yes.
certified? So
yes.
you're paying, they get
same
that
thing
label.
Same thing with organic.
Right, on your product. So there are some companies out there that don't have the pockets to pay for these.
Yeah.
And they are also non-GMO or organic, but they don't have that fun little label on there. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're not. They're just, they don't have enough money to actually get the label.
Yeah, so it's always a good idea, like, if you're at a farmer's market, to actually ask the
mm-hmm.
people, you know, if they used, you know, GMO ingredients, or if you, a lot of companies will have the information on their website that we did not use GMO ingredients,
mm-hmm.
Or a lot of those companies that are reputable companies have
yep.
their phone number, and you can just call them up and ask them.
Right.
Okay. So organic, there's no GMO used. Okay. There's no synthetic pesticides, and you know pesticides are linked to again all kinds of different cancers. Lymphoma is one of them, and leukemia is another one of them. And you know you don't get that with just straight up non-GMO.
Well, let's just take a step back. There actually could be some pesticide use in organic crops, but
like
very limited. So
yes.
you're talking about like in traditional crops that are, you know, not organic, you're I think the amount of
like
pesticides,
900 yeah.
different varieties of pesticides are approved
mm-hmm.
to be used on these crops. I didn't even know 900 existed. So there's that. Again, you're eating this.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously there's going to be maybe a little bit of airborne stuff, too, unless, you know, it's hydroponically grown, like, inside.
Right,
okay?
But then here's the other thing. You've got the organic crops, like the organic farmers, they do have synthetic pesticides that are approved for use
yes.
only under, like, extreme circumstances. If they're going to lose a yield, a crop, you know, they're approved, but they're much less toxic. But that
yes.
doesn't necessarily mean they're using them, but they're
mm-hmm.
allowed to if they absolutely need to.
Yeah.
You're not
and
talking about these 900. You're talking about, you know, 25 way less toxic pesticides.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, I think it's one or two of the pesticides that may be used.
Yeah. And that's where I think where, like, you have these news reports come out and be like, oh, organic doesn't mean no pesticides, and that's why, you know,
yeah,
you're overpaying for this bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Half-truths.
Because somebody
know?
Did some
right.
bias study. Oh, we found a little bit of pesticides
right.
in organic. So you're getting, you know, organics, but they're not telling you the whole
anyway.
Truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so yeah. So So no Roundup herbicides. Okay, like I said, they're linked to all kinds of different things like kidney disease and that kind of stuff. So you don't get those with organic. You don't get what I mentioned earlier, like hexane, okay, which is a neurotoxin. No, like, sewage sludge, okay? So human waste contaminated with, like, endocrine disruptors and heavy metals. So this is one of the reasons why, like, sometimes there'll be breakouts with E. coli and some of those, you know, types of situations that happen.
I just had a thought. Like,
what?
You get a salad and be like, here, can you pee on this for me?
Ugh, it's gross.
That's what you're eating.
Yeah, so no growth-promoting antibiotics in organic as well. Obviously, they're going to continue contribute to weight gain as well as, like, antibiotic resistance. And, you know, we have such an issue with antibiotic resistance because not only is it, you know, in non-organic food, but it's also they're over-prescribed, like, just consistently over-prescribed.
Right.
Like, you got an issue, you got a cough, you get an antibiotic. And
do you think
no,
it's done as much as it used to be maybe 10, 20 years ago, like
what,
it
antibiotics?
Was rampant.
Oh yeah. I think it's still done. Absolutely.
I don't think it's done as much because I've met a lot of doctors who are like, I'm not giving you an antibiotic. And I'm like, well, good. But I actually,
like your own,
my
like
husband,
personal.
Yes.
Doctors.
When I was married and my husband was like, you know, he loved his antibiotics years ago. And he came upon a couple of doctors that were like, we're not giving you them. You've had too many in your life. You know?
I think it's still.
You think so?
Yes, 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 yes. I mean, there may be some that are doing it less. Let's put it that way. Yeah. No RAC dopamine, which is like drug residues. And you know, that kind of stuff is banned in a lot of countries. So there's a lot of many different things, okay, that basically it's better to buy organic, okay? So like a bag of non-GMO potato chips can contain residues from up to 35 different pesticides, okay, that are used actually on conventional potatoes. And several of them are carcinogens.
Did you say non-GMO?
A bag of non-GMO potato chips. Yeah.
Huh.
So to the whole point of this is that, like, you know, the non-GMO still has the pesticides.
Got it.
In it. So, and a lot
imagine
of
imagine what the GMO looks like is what you're saying.
Yeah. So, so if you buy a bag of non-GMO potato chips, you're still getting a shitload of pesticides.
Right.
Okay. So people will see, and you know, we live in this world where there's all these like taglines, okay? Like healthy, all natural, now non-GMO, and people don't go and do the extra education about like what we're talking about. Like, great, you're not getting the non-GMO. That's great. But you're still getting all these pesticides that cause all these other issues.
Right.
And sometimes people don't think about that from a potato chip standpoint.
Right. Because non-GMO doesn't mean that they're not using pesticides. It simply means it was grown in a non-genetically modified way.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So, you know, there's just some really, really, really important information around about, you know, this kind of stuff that I think that people really, really need to be educated on because, you know, you don't want carcinogens and hormone disruptors and neurotoxins and reproductive toxins, you know, in your food. And, you know, honestly, the research really isn't there yet. Like, there's all kinds of people born with, like, all kinds of different, like, issues. And, like, nobody's, they're starting to now, but up until now and about, like, 3, 4, 5 years ago, like, and this data still isn't out. From a consumption perspective, like not everybody gets their hands on this. Matter of fact, very few people get their hands on this. Like, how do we know that people born with like issues chromosomally or any type of issue that it wasn't because the mother or the father were eating like all of these, you know, neurotoxic and endocrine disrupting and reproductive toxic foods, you know, and that's where they have.
There were actually 3 long-term birth studies in the United States that suggest that pesticides are harming children's brains and that when you're pregnant and you're exposed to pesticides during your pregnancy, and they're measuring that using urine samples, that was associated with the child who was later born having IQ issues, neurobehavioral development problems, and ADHD. So it's not nothing.
Yeah, so you'll get these people that are like, you know, there's always the naysayers, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of naysayers. And the naysayers are usually like, oh, you know, well, you know, organic doesn't mean anything. And I heard that organic does this and doesn't do that. And that there's no, like, you know, that there's no truth behind that and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, and sometimes you just want to tell them to shut up and go do some reading, you know?
Yeah. The truth of the matter is when you're eating organic food, you're not getting pesticides at all, but you significantly are reducing your exposure, which is a good thing because you're surrounded by toxins everywhere you go.
Yeah, and organic foods will prohibit, like, the chemicals known as obesogens, okay, that trigger our bodies to store fat. So, you know, and I don't want to sound like I'm making a judgment here, okay, because there's plenty of different body shapes and that kind of stuff. But it's rare when you see, I think anyway, that when you see somebody who eats a very clean, all organic diet that's obese. I mean, let's be real. Like, you don't see it.
Right.
Okay.
You don't see it.
So whenever I see somebody and, you know, they're heavier, okay, again, no judgment, but you're like, you eat healthy? Nah, dude. You don't eat healthy.
Or that belly.
Yeah.
That really hard, distended, you want to call it a beer belly, but it's not always a beer belly. It's like chemical belly almost.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's your body going, I don't know what the fuck to do with all this shit you're eating. Like,
and it's
I'm
just
storing it right here.
Yeah. And it's hard.
It's not
fat. Yes.
It's storage of shit. Not literal shit, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, you know, you kind of have to check that because, like, people, you know, people will say these really strange things about, like, you know, their eating habits and their healthy eating habits. And the reality is that, like, you know, you can look at somebody and just kind of say, okay, you're doing something wrong or something's off. And then somebody will come back and say, well, you know, well, I've got a genetic predisposition to being this way. And, you know, okay, maybe you have a genetic predisposition to, you know, obesity or something like that. But, like, you're going to, if you're eating the wrong foods and all of these chemical laden foods, you're going to turn on the environmental behaviors,
switch,
basically.
Yeah.
Switch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's going to actually turn on the damn gene.
Yeah. Because you can turn off that switch or prevent it from being turned on in the first place through your diet.
Yeah, and, like, you know, here, see, and this is where it gets also a little bit more complicated, too. Like, even if something says organic, like, you still have to, like, look at the labels. Like, this is a multi-stage process, okay? Like, you got to get comfortable with the label because a lot of people will just see something that's organic and non-GMO or, you know, because sometimes they're labeled together, which is a total ridiculousness because organic also means non-GMO.
Yeah, it's, you know, like things being labeled, you know, gluten-free grapes. I'm like, a fucking course. You know,
yeah.
It's a marketing thing.
Yeah. So you'll get things like in some of the organic foods, like, you know, like hidden MSG. Okay. And that kind of stuff, or like some of the other what are called excitotoxins. Okay. And, you know, carrageenan is a big one. Now you're seeing, like, some almond milks and that kind of stuff made without carrageenan. Because carrageenan,
a lot of them are taking them out, which is interesting.
Yeah, because some of that research in animal studies, anyway, said that food-grade carrageenan causes gastrointestinal inflammation, higher rates of intestinal, like, lesions and ulcerations, and even, like, malignant tumors.
You know where I learned that first?
Yeah.
Your food and sex class.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Carrageenan is not good. And, you know, it was funny because I'm glad that you said that. That was 3 years ago.
Whatever.
Yeah. Because I remember, like, having, like, little mini debates about, like, carrageenan. And I'm like, no, like, I have my hands on this latest data. Like, carrageenan is not good. And a lot of these, like, health food people were like, oh, carrageenan's good. No, it's fine. It's a natural product. And I'm like, okay, whatever. The other thing, too, is, like, some of the unhealthy oils. And I have this conversation a lot, too. Like just because the bag of potato chips says, like, you know, organic potato chips, but it's you know, they're using safflower.
Soy.
or you know, exactly. Yeah. There'll be these little things like, you know, organic canola oil.
Soy, but
or,
soy's not good for most people. Or
soy or any of the seed oils are are rancid, okay, and they're bad for you. So, look, if you want a potato chip and you don't want to make them yourself, now and finally they're coming out with the potato chips that are done in coconut oil or avocado oil or even olive oil.
The avocado ones are great.
Yeah, so you have to stay away from the safflower, and I'm like 99% positive the sunflower oil too, the canola oil, the
definitely
soybean
canola,
oil, all of that. You know, as well as natural flavors, okay? Natural flavors are actually allowed to be created in a lab, and they can, you know, have a bunch of addicting secret chemicals in them. And
well, because it's a catch-all. It's a
natural flavors.
Zero, and it can have anything in it. There is no regulation on that.
Everything
right?
from beaver testicles to other things that are like, because it doesn't have to be 100% natural for them to do that. So
I thought it was beaver anus.
That could be one of them.
Beaver testicles taste like blueberries.
I know for
beaver anus is raspberry, right?
I know for a fact.
Actually, looks like it too.
I know for a fact beaver testicles are used. Okay, beaver anus could be used too. And look, I'm not opposed to eating beaver testicles, okay, or beaver anus because, like, you know, I
eat still meat attached to the beaver
as long as it's a as long as it's a grass fed beaver. Like
lucky
I'm cool with
beaver.
It. Like, but like, don't put that like other chemical, natural chemical bullshit up in there. Because,
that was air quotes, by the way.
Yeah. So I'm always doing air quotes. Mm-hmm. So when in doubt, you know, buy organic. But again, it does not stop there. It's buying organic and actually reading the labels and bring your phone into the grocery store. And if you don't know what something means, Google that shit.
Dude, it used to take me forever to go food shopping when I was new to all of this.
Yes.
I was just like, oh my God, hours at the food store. Now you just know. But sometimes they change things. Some of these companies, when they get acquired by, you know, bigger conglomerations, things like that, they start changing the ingredients, which causes an uproar when people, like, notice. I know, like, was it Annie's or something like that? It was acquired by Kraft, right?
Yeah.
And they started fucking with the ingredients, and people were like, yo, because that was supposed to be my organic mac and cheese, you know? They really had a problem with that.
Yeah, so they changed the names of certain things so it sounds better, okay? So you don't know that there's MSG in it because it doesn't say MSG.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even talking about that, but you're right. Now they have these, like,
hydrolyzed
soy
protein.
The new name for, you know, that thing that you know was shit 10 years ago, well, now we're just going to give it a new name. It's like going to the courthouse and giving yourself a new identity.
Uh-huh.
When you're still the same piece of shit person.
Yeah.
You know, it's
Damn.
The same thing.
Damn.
So what about people that are just like, you know what? I'll just wash my fruit and veggies real good. And I have a special spray and, you know, blah, blah, blah. What do you say to that?
No. So first of all, if they're a high GMO crop, okay, it's a seed thing, like you said.
Right.
Okay?
It's called systemic. It's absorbed into the food and throughout the food. So you're eating the genetic modification.
Exactly. And you're eating those pesticides. So when it comes to the high GMO crops, you know, it's grown from the seed. If it is a conventional product, it's going in systemically. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, because it gets the, into the skin, like an apple is a perfect example.
Part of the fruit.
Yeah, but a banana, on the other hand, okay, is a little different. You do not have to buy bananas organic. It's got a very thick skin on it, and you know, it does not
and it's
permeate
not a GMO
the skin,
crop.
And it's certainly not a GMO crop. Yeah, and a really good resource is EWG's Dirty Dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that Dirty Dozen list actually changes.
It did just change recently.
So you got the Clean 15, and you've got the Dirty Dozen. And you can just go ahead and Google this, okay?
Yeah.
Like the Dirty Dozen.
One of the top ones
to
on there is always apples.
Apples, yes.
And strawberries.
And strawberries
big,
are always
big, big
on there.
Ones.
Yes,
spinach
tomatoes.
Too, right?
Yep, spinach, tomatoes is always on there. A lot of the berries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then again, you got the Clean 15. You know, avocados on the Clean 15. You don't need to buy an organic avocado. Banana, oranges, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, these like really thick-skinned fruits that you can kind of save money. And look, like this is... This is for your health, man. You know, you got to kind of memorize this. And what, like Dana said, you can go to the grocery store. And yes, it's going to take you a little while longer in the beginning. But then, like, eventually it just clicks. Like, you know, I can go through a grocery store instantaneously at this point, as I'm sure you can do, knowing that, like, you know, there are certain products that just, you know, are not going to be good. And even a store like Whole Foods, you know, like everybody, people go to Whole Foods and be like, oh, I can have anything I want. Like, no, you really can't go to the bakery section of Whole Foods, honey, and have like five fucking cupcakes because
Whole Foods is not all good.
Yeah, you've really got to like look again, even at the ingredients at Whole Foods. But, you know, you and I, well, me particularly, I had it really tough, okay, because not only could I not have gluten, but there were so many other things that several years ago I had these food sensitivities to, mm-hmm. where my immune system was reacting to them, like garlic, and you know, like you know, I couldn't have dairy, I couldn't have any grains, I couldn't have garlic, I couldn't have cucumbers, I couldn't have beans, I couldn't have soy.
Like, who would think a cucumber, which is like water, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. So, pineapple even, you know? So I had to really do some label reading, okay? Because there were things that I was like, oh, this could never have, you know, whatever in it. And turned out to be, I ate it and, like, my stomach, like, got all jacked up. So, and, you know, you didn't have the grains and, you know, and the dairy and all of that. So we really, because dairy's in everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Plus, when I had some intestinal issues, like all the gums, you know, like the guar gums and the xanthan gum, like all of those
the
things, the carrageenan.
And emulsifiers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were really bad for the intestines. So, like, you know, I was forced to label read. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes, and I hate to say this, but for some people, they have to get to that point where they're actually forced to do it. And even sometimes they don't do it then, but you know,
but these are the same people who wonder why they're not getting better.
Yeah. You don't want to be one of those people that
why
gets
can't
to
I
the
lose
point.
Weight? Why am I taking this medicine and I'm not getting better? Like really look at yourself and what you're doing and what you're eating.
Yeah. You don't want to
be honest.
You don't want to be one of those people that like waits to the freaking door slams you in the face and then you have to make a move or mm-hmm. your life's at risk.
Right.
You know, you want to start the process now, you know, set up an extra hour for the grocery store, start reading the labels, bring your phone in and like, you know, there's probably an app. I'm sure there is an app and you know, I apologize. I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is?
No, but I mean, come on, just search this shit, people.
Yeah. What, are we trying to do all the work for you people? Do some work yourself.
No, I mean, several years ago when it was new to me, I was using an app, so I'm positive by now.
You were using an app for gluten, weren't you? Like the gluten stuff?
Yeah, but I know that there was one for, you know, organic and, like, you know, you can actually scan the barcode, I think, and it gives you a rating of the food, like how good it is on the scale of, like, you know, the stuff we're talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know what it's called, but these things do exist. And since I haven't downloaded it on my phone recently, like, I'm sure there's probably even newer ones out there that do even cooler stuff.
Yeah. So check around if you are app oriented and want to, you know, make life a little easier. You know, that may be something that's beneficial for you. So, you know, overall you want to buy organic and read labels. I mean, that's the important piece.
I mean, we could have just said that in the beginning and...
Yeah, and had like a 30-second podcast. Like, yo, people, buy organic and read labels, okay?
Done.
Drop See ya. Peace later. You know you want more.
Yeah, all right. Matt.
So we're going to continue with our wellness day, and we wish you all a bunch of wellness.
Can I go have some organic lunch now? Because I'm hungry.
Yes, some grass-fed... Because on our detox, we're not
Beaver
taking
anus.
Out the meat. We're not taking out the meat, man. I got organic grass-fed meat, and we're going to have some of that because that's okay for us.
Fantastic.
On our detox day.
Good, good. All right,
okay.
Guys. We'll talk to you later.
Organic fever, but...
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.